When Scott Frickle came to Brown University, he brought with him a study that looks at how industrial sites have changed over the decades in New Orleans, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, and Portland, Oregon. Frickle has added Providence to that study and expanded it to look at green spaces. He sent a team of students to document four Providence neighborhoods. Frickle says for nearly a year, they photographed and noted the location of any kind of green space.
Abandoned lots, forested nooks and crannies or hillsides that are just there, unused, maybe fenced, maybe not. To get a sense of what kind of green space actually exists in a neighborhood and whether that varies from one neighborhood to another.
In other cities, Frickle has found that many parks, playgrounds, and even daycare centers were once industrial sites. That may be of concern for Providence, a port city with a long history of industrial pollution.
Those industrial activities fundamentally, physically, biogeochemically transform land by depositing hazardous waste onto that land. The activities may stop, business may move, but unless it's cleaned up, those contaminants will remain on site.
Frickle says his research shows small and medium businesses make up the vast majority of industrial sites in urban areas. Those tend to fly under the radar of most environmental cleanup and enforcement agencies. The project is in its early stages. Frickle and his students will begin analyzing the collected data in the spring. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.